The platinum microphones are on.
Hey! WXLK HD.
Rono.
Today is the day. The big day. Ready? To make the announcement, to introduce the next great member of the K92 Morning Thang, 8 o'clock. Today is also Friday. Friday in the house. We will have that big announcement for you right at 8 o'clock, right here on the Thang. You'll be able to see the video as well on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. We've gone through millions of people. It was like 50. We've gone through like 50 people, but we have found the person the planets have aligned, and we will introduce the next great member of the K92 Morning Thang. Huge Friday show on the way. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. You can hit it now at 52353 if you want to get it out there early. Also, the awesome foursome as we officially kick off the weekend with four throwback songs, all from the same great year of your life. You want to win Sesame Street Live tickets. Those are at 8:30. We will do those. We'll also do them in 4Q for our favorite 4Q person. Next, sure, you could work harder and be more competent at your job, or I have tips on how you can seem more competent without doing anything else. We like doing nothing else. That's next.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thang has the Scoopla.
Part of the Scoopla you're going to love, especially if you don't want to go to work as often, and maybe you want to be more competent.
Okay.
Maybe you don't even want to be more competent, but you just want to seem more competent. I have three weird things that will make you seem more competent at work, and then a story that's going to make us all happy because it's continuing down that road of actually going to work less. Crazy to think that. More productivity.
We need that tip.
Less actual work. Three weird things that make you seem more competent. The first one, and I'll actually add to it too, it says speaking quickly.
Oh.
Okay? And I'm going to add walking fast. Also, so walking
quickly.
Like
you're on a mission.
Exactly. So this says when you're at work or you're talking to a friend, whatever, studies have shown that other people think we're more capable when we talk faster.
Mm.
Not crazy fast, not meth fast.
I was like,
But you never do fully trust that person.
Well, because I can't wait. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
And I just don't have the patience for anything.
Well, of course not. So that's why you want to do the faster situation. Yeah, it says here, the faster you talk, the more chance you have of winning an argument because the other person doesn't have time to evaluate what you're saying.
That makes
sense. But here's the thing with the walking faster, because there is, with the talking fast, that can just be ridiculous after a while. If you walk faster, and I'm just a fast walker by nature, people around here always think, I am crazy busy, crazy getting stuff done.
Or you just got to pee.
Which is usually the case. I'm trying to get to the bathroom. Boy, you're in a hurry. Yes, stop talking to me. I don't know what you're talking about. Now, we do get a lot of stuff done around here, but it's that perception of that guy is always on the hustle. On the hustle is
it is. Even going to the grocery store, I'm on a mission. When I go in and I have an idea of what I want to get it, I want to be out.
Knock over at least three grandmas, get them out of the way.
Grandma.
Second thing, weird things that make you seem more competent, acting cold to people.
Boy,
I'm this entire list. Being cold, they said being a little standoffish makes you come off as more skilled than when you act all warm and fuzzy all the time.
Mm.
I never fully trust people that are warm and fuzzy because you always wonder where's the dark place. There is one.
Because everyone has that.
It's in there. I'm just happy all the time. So they say act cold and you get seen as more competent. And then this one, this is sort of reverse psychology for the last one, is asking them for advice. It makes them feel smarter.
Oh!
Which
I get people say that all the time.
It bounces back on you.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even have to care what they're saying. Or listen, ask, and then
I've heard that before.
And start daydreaming about the 4-day work week. This is gaining momentum. This is actually could become a thing.
Well, one day.
And that's all we're asking for is one day, Monica.
Well, yes.
This company in New Zealand, they're a financial services company. They switched to a 4-day work week back in November. And looking back, it has been a massive success. 20% more productivity. Meanwhile, all their employees' stress was down. Work-life balance was up.
Good.
I don't think this is too much to ask for.
It's not. I think we have a ways to go before it's here.
I guess. You know what? Let's start the trend. Tomorrow, we ain't coming.
They're like, where are they at?
We're home.
No!
Okay, look, it's Saturday. We understand. Yeah. So we'll see you on Monday. Fine. It's coming, though. I'm telling you, one day. It's Friday, so it's time for Thang Hacks here in a few minutes, and every time I think Monica can't possibly come up with a more ridiculous Thang Hack.
I help someone.
You, yes, sure.
Every time it helps that one person.
So who's the one person we're helping today then?
That person is out there. I'm going to give them a little
tidbit. Yeah, but who? For what?
I'm going to help them when it comes to food.
When it comes to
I'm
food.
I'm going to help someone, maybe many people.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's aiming high this time.
Yes.
From one to many.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Monica, I feel bad.
Why?
I was accidentally rude to a human I thought was a robot.
What?
I mistook a human for a robot yesterday.
And what did you do? How do you do that?
I got a phone call and I didn't recognize the number.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it was a local number, but now the robots call the local numbers
all the
too.
Time.
You
all
know
the time.
That.
Yeah.
But I thought maybe it was a call, whatever. I answered the phone. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Jackson? I mean, that robot voice, you know, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking. And then the woman continues to talk. It was my physical therapy appointment. She was just calling to confirm, but she has a robot voice.
Oh,
and she has a voice like a
no.
robot.
She was like, he's so rude.
I know. And then I was trying to be nice after the fact. Yes, yes, I'll be
like,
there.
I'm
no problem.
I'm so sorry. Did you tell her that? Did you tell her, okay?
How do you
your
tell
voice?
Someone? I'm sorry I was rude to you because
you have a robotic
yes,
voice.
You sound like a robot.
Yeah. And I think she would understand. She'd be like, oh, I do? So like, Oh, I do? That's not bad.
Oh, it is bad. I don't think you can tell someone that.
Well.
You can't say that. You can't say, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. Your voice is like a man. You know, you wouldn't say that to somebody.
But with a robot, is that a big insult?
I think so.
I don't know.
I think it's even worse. You're not even a human anymore.
You got an attitude.
You're subhuman. You're a robotic caller ID, robo-call telemarketer. That's the worst, the lowest of the low.
Man.
Even lower than radio DJ.
You know, she went off and told someone, Zach Jackson, He is
so mean.
Jerk.
I can't believe. Can you believe this? Probably thinks, why is no one ever answers my calls? I don't know what the heck's going on
weird.
Here. It's her diamond of the day on the K92 Morning Thang. The story of the day that stands out to Miss Monica more than any other one.
Yes, diamond of the day. Today, we're talking about Siberia. It's snowing there, right?
Well, Siberia, I
always
picture
snowing.
As snowing all the time.
But it's snowing black snow.
Black snow.
Black snow.
Black
yes,
snow.
Black snow. And they said that this is a result of coal powder.
Okay.
And so the snow, it is legit black. And this people are being arrested because they are painting the snow white.
Why are they being arrested for that?
Because it's toxic snow.
Because
so I guess
it's
people,
Russia, I guess.
I guess so. But yeah, but they said people are getting in big trouble because they're going around trying to make it look pretty. I don't know. But they're painting the snow white. But it is black snow. And it's a thick toxic snow.
And you say it's toxic. So,
yes.
I mean, you don't want to be out in
you
the black snow.
You don't want to be out in the black snow, but it's everywhere.
I can't build a black snowman.
You cannot. Oh, I know.
Man.
That would be the first black snowman, and no one's doing that. That's not on YouTube.
Finally, Monica, we were going to, for the first time in the history of life, have racial harmony in our snowfall.
Yeah, that's the key.
And now we can't.
Yeah.
Because now we're going to get into all of that situation.
I know we can't do that.
No, we can't do that either.
But I want to build a snowman.
We
oh,
can't
what is
do
Elsa
anything
doing?
Anymore. What
Come
was she
on.
Doing? So in Siberia.
Yeah, and it's the craziest thing. If you Google it, you can pull a black snow. I mean, once again, they said that it is toxic and it's because of the coal mines.
Right, I'm Googling it right now. It's my God, that is awful.
It's really scary looking, right?
It looks very, very toxic. Oh, how do you live in Siberia in the first place?
I don't know.
How does that happen? Can't you leave?
I wonder about places like that. Like if you are in Syria and you're like, oh man, I don't like it here. Can you just go to a different, county, state? What is it? I don't know.
I'm sure every county in Syria still has a Syrian-ness going on.
I guess, but is there an area that you can go to?
I mean, I guess
I have no idea.
You don't know any better, or you're in some of these countries where you're just kind of trapped and you're super poor.
Family's there.
And I think it's something that we do take for granted around here is sort of that freedom to be where you want to be.
Yeah.
And people can
like it. You can move.
You can pick up and move somewhere else.
And it's not really a big hassle. You won't be...
Except for Buffalo. I feel like everyone in Buffalo is just stuck there because you look and you think, what are you doing here?
Why
are you still there? So if you want to make a snowman out of black toxic snow, go ahead and book your next vacation to Siberia. Not on my bucket list.
No, not at all.
Not
I think I like
all.
Our snow.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. I like the snow here.
Just rather go visit Michigan. I feel like that would be nicer than Siberia. Now that is a diamond of the day. That's your thing, Hex.
Mm-hmm.
Little stuff we come across, little, tips or tricks or terrible pieces of advice from Monica Brooks. I will, I think every single week of my life, be sent the toilet seat tray table by somebody who finds it on Facebook.
That
same old man.
Who is that man?
That one meme guy.
Yeah, I get that every week. I was like, but I love it. Keep it coming.
You say yours is food related?
Yeah, what drink, beverage.
Okay. Related. Mine is actually food related too. I found an awesome snack if you're into the low carb situation.
Okay.
A salty chip-like snack, but it's not a chip. It's an egg white chip.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's a new thing. They're called Quavos, to be confused with the
Quavo.
Rapper. Quavo! But I'm sure you can do it that way. Yeah, so they have 10 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, and just 8 grams of carbs. So to give you the comparison to like a regular potato chip has 2 grams of protein, 1 gram of fiber, and then 15 carbs.
Yeah, so you like 11 chips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Made with avocado oil and chia seeds, so you get those healthy fats as well. You can buy these online. They have Quavos Rancheros.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, like, can I get them at Kroger?
Cracked black pepper? I don't think so, but you can. A couple of them are out of stock, but I think you can buy them online. Sweet barbecue and 3 cheese. But yeah, they're egg chips, and it was inspired. This guy said when he would eat eggs and egg whites and everything, he liked that crispy part that would come around the end, and that's what this is
a chip
modeled after. So that's your Quavo.
I like that.
For my Thang hack.
I'll have to order me some.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now what's yours?
Okay, check it out.
Oh, God.
Your dishwasher is full and it is running. But you're standing there at the fridge thinking, man, I only got 5 cups. I put them all in the dishwasher. I don't have anything to drink out of.
So you've actually put all of your
cups. All your cups.
You own five cups.
You have 5 cups. Maybe you're a college student and you really don't have a lot of cups and stuff.
Every single cup is in the dishwasher.
Everything is in the dishwasher.
And you're thirsty.
That's okay because you probably are a college student. So you reach in the trash and you pull out a can and you get your sharpest knife. Be careful. Please be very, very careful. Cut the top of the can off and you have yourself a cup. Rinse it well. How about it?
Was that you trying to applaud for yourself? Is that what that was?
You see it.
No, I don't see
it.
I don't want to see it.
It's helping that one college student. Be very careful.
Yeah, that one college student slices off his upper lip.
Be very careful.
How are you going to be careful? How?
Take little sips and understand that it is a can still, and if it has jagged edges, then you put yourself at risk.
Now, help me understand why I wouldn't just rinse out the can and maybe put some liquid in the can without cutting the top off.
No.
No?
Because you want it to be a cup.
Because that would just be stupid.
Yes,
it's not
stupid.
A cup. It's a half-cut can.
You're just talking some ridiculous mess.
Maybe you should buy another cup just in general.
Well,
okay.
Maybe. But be very careful,
Monica,
with that Thang hack.
You do understand that any advice that says go into your trash and pull something out, that's terrible advice.
Hey, we're trying to recycle and tell people to use their goods and
reuse.
You want
to be green.
Yes, go green.
Okay.
There you go. But once again,
kids never listen to anything. Yes, please do not. Don't do any of this stuff.
Hey! WXLK HD.
Rono.
Oh, hey, it's Friday.
Hey, Friday.
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 Yeah.
It's a big day, Monica.
Oh, my gosh, a huge day.
It's National Margarita Day.
Oh, really?
And I need you now.
It's International Margarita Day.
How about that?
Yep, I think we should just declare it right now.
It's Bear O'Clock.
Let's make it happen. It's Bear O'Clock. We don't need to wait for the rest of the day. Nope. Margarita 15, whatever. Yeah, we also have the next great member of the K92 Morning Thang. They will be announced in 1 hour.
Soon, oh yeah.
Who that person?
People are ready. They've been guessing online.
Uh-huh.
Who could it be? Oh, I think it's that person. I don't know.
Who is it?
You will find out soon enough.
Who will be able to be in here to enjoy Monica's ingenious Thang hacks every single Friday? If you missed the one that just happened,
man.
It did at least help solve a mystery.
It did.
It did. So Monica suggested if you have no cups in your house because they're all in the dishwasher and you're still thirsty.
What are you going to do?
Step one, go into your trash.
Uh-huh.
Bad idea. Step two, cut the top off of a can.
Be careful. Yes.
Bad idea number two. And then drink out of it. But be careful.
Wash it.
Yeah.
Well.
Text 52353. I do believe this is how the Joker got those scars on the side of his face following Monica's thing back. Yep.
Oh, I love y'all. That is something else.
Want to know where I got these scars?
Whoa.
my dishwasher. I was out of cups.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, if you have a guest over, just be careful, you know? Cut them a can, too.
So if you have a guest over and you would like to slice them wide open, this would be the way to do it.
I say, I try to put it out there.
Courtesy of your K92 morning thing.
Potential to be dangerous. Be careful, folks.
Now, you do understand that that segment's supposed to be helpful to people. And every single time, we have to do a disclaimer of yours that says, don't try this at home.
Yeah. That is right. Yeah. But at the same time, this is a last-minute option to just go into the trash.
I think drinking out of your hand would be a better idea. Dog bowl. Any of those things.
Well,
pour it on a plate and lick it up like a cat with milk. You know, whatever. Kids, don't try this at home.
Be careful, seriously,
every time I come to you, hey, kids, who wants to play with matches? Those are the kind of things you come up with on your Thang Hacks.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Will this new person be able to survive? I'm not sure. So that is 8 o'clock, 1 hour away, and then everybody gets a very special celebration treat.
Ooh.
I made something.
Okay.
I'll unveil some clues. You get to listen to some little audio nuggets of this treat being prepared.
All right.
And you can try to guess what the treat is. And I did test it out on a 9-year-old, and they're still fine.
And they said they liked it.
So there.
Okay, Isabella. Mm-hmm. And I trust her taste buds.
And I promise you this. None of you have eaten this before.
Ever.
Not in this form. Mm. None of you have done this. So that is at 8:45 after we introduce the next great member, because that person will also get to try it out. Friday Thang.
That means we free it up for the weekend. 4Q is on the way. Mm-hmm. Who or what needs to be told?
People have been texting in already to 52353. Morning Thang Hall of Famer Tommy Dalton says, 4Q to my neighbor's dog who ate my dinner yesterday.
Your dinner, Tommy.
This is why you don't eat on the floor. I'm telling you.
How did that even happen?
You leave the room for a second.
Or maybe he had a sub and he was walking to his house, you know, and the dog just went whoop and took his sub sandwich. I don't know.
No, you don't.
Out of his hand.
Do you, I always wonder what it's like to see through other people's eyes or other animals. My wife was asking this last night. She said, don't you wonder what it's like? What does the world look like through the dog's eyes?
Uh-huh.
How much can they see? What are the colors? All of those things.
Yeah.
And what does the world look like to them? I picture to you, when you look out at the world, it's a cartoon. It's an actual cartoon.
I enjoy
world.
It.
Dog just jumps up over a fence, vroom, eats your sandwich.
That's the way I see it. Yep.
Do you, in your world, are people floating through the air because they're being pulled by smells like of a pie on a window? Is that one
Heck
that happens?
Yeah. That's happened on many occasions. Yeah.
Monica's Thang Hack a few minutes ago was to try to slice your lip off.
Oh, but be careful. I told you, be careful. Someone even suggested just folding over the can, the sharp edges.
Someone's actually suggested instead, which I think they're right. It would have been safer to just drink out of a shoe than half a can. So, yep, you are correct. Thank you very much. Text 52353. You let us know what's going on. You have to fear this woman right here, this Monica Brooks.
Why?
Because you give advice like that, and you terrify your own children. You scared them to sleep the other day.
I didn't mean to. Bless my little girl, Ava. Oh. Yeah, because it was a long day, stressful day. I took a little mini nap, and I pop up because I hear the kids fussing and Jared telling them, okay, nope, you got to stop. Well, mommy just opens the door, and I says, okay, everyone go to bed. And Ava just looked at me, hopped up, and went to bed. I don't know, like, it was just...
I feel like it was scarier than that.
But Jared was like, you just sent the kids to bed. Hendrix was still standing there. But Ava, she ran off to bed. I'm like, it's 6:30.
You opened the door at 6:30 p.m. You were sleeping?
I took a nap, yeah.
Did you have that scary situation? Did you not have your face on?
Oh.
I found that to be terrifying when I was a kid.
You don't have the face on, yeah?
And your grandmother didn't have her face on at the end of the night, and she came out and went, be quiet! It was the scariest.
I didn't have my face on.
I'm like, it's like Crypt Keeper comes out from Tales of...
Yeah.
Okay, now I understand. You have your bonnet is on and no makeup.
Monica's have my bonnet on.
Yep, she's taking her teeth out. It's very scary. You can go to sleep!
Go to sleep!
For you!
Who or what needs to be told? Maybe it's yourself. Doesn't matter. You need to free it up for the weekend. You can't be holding on to all that bad mojo.
That's why we do.
Fork you!
Fork you, Monica Brooks.
Yeah, fork my brain. I've just been forgetful, just all over the place. My time and days are completely off this week.
According to Monica, she got up at 1:30 a.m.
Yep.
And took a shower and then went back to sleep.
I did.
And then was late for work.
And then I was late because of that.
Do you even know what day it is right now?
I assume it's Friday since it's Fork You.
It is Friday. You would be correct on that.
Oh, my gosh. But this entire week has been just all over the place.
What's the deal? Are you doing drugs? Is that
the
problem here?
No, everything, the schedule, everything that's thrown off, even with the kids going to school and having days off, everything's just not in order yet. This week.
You know why you're out of sorts?
Why?
You know, because most people, they stay on track. They have a planner.
I have a planner.
Yeah, but yours is all over the place. Oh my God. This is why you're all over the place.
But usually my planner helps me. But this week, no.
Monica's planner is terrifying. If you haven't seen the pictures of it, we've put them on social media in the past. And it just looks like the crazy scrawling of a serial killer. And there's things in boxes, out of boxes, above boxes, floating around.
But it makes sense to me.
It looks like the walls of a horror movie. That's exactly what it is. She says it makes sense to her.
Yeah.
You, the person who took a shower at 1:30 in the morning and then went back to bed.
True.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told fork you? Prize for our favorite person today. We got Sesame Street Live tickets. We're going to go to the Berglund Center and go ahead and take care of that. And you can start texting in to 52353 or call 774-9236 800-468-9236. Our favorite forker will get a prize. Kyle from Vinton, fork you to the ice, making all the tree limbs heavy, hanging all over his car, scratching it up.
Oh, that's no good.
No, not at all.
That sucks.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told fork you? Let's get Andrew in here. Hello, Andrew.
Good morning.
What's going on, my friend?
Living the dream.
Okay, just don't know whose dream it is. That's what I was saying. Andrew, who or what needs to be told fork you?
Fork you to my friends who use my weakness to alcohol to encourage me to stay out until 2 a.m. when all three of us have to be at work at 8 a.m.
It happens.
Is that right now? Is that what we have right here?
That is right now.
Oh. You sound very chipper.
You do. You sound good. Like you recovered well.
Or I'm just trying.
There it is. It's like, look, dude, I'm dying on the inside. What's your poison of choice there, Andrew?
Oh, bourbon.
Okay.
Bourbon.
Mm. Yes. Bourbon. This morning it's Red Bull.
Yeah, bourbon is it's a harsh day after. Yeah. I see it in a lot of people. I'm not a bourbon drinker.
I'm not either.
I can't. I want to be trying. Cool. I want to be cool like people on Mad Men who drink brown liquor and things like that.
Yeah, I'll take some bourbon.
But then I listen to Andrew and he's dying on the inside. So.
But he sounds great.
I am.
Until he doesn't. Yeah. That's what it is. Oh, I love him. Hang on. Ooh. Sorry, what was that, Andrew?
Sorry?
What'd you say?
You got to fake it till you make it.
That's true. Yeah. He's trying. He's trying his best. Let's get Mike in here. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
Mike.
Fork you.
Who or what needs to be told?
I want to say fork you to my cheeks.
To your cheeks.
Cheeks.
The uppers or the lowers?
The only ones that I have.
Okay, well, you've got butt cheeks also. So anyway, continue. Go ahead.
Uppers.
Okay, thank you. See, now, did you go out drinking with Andrew last night, Mike?
I must have.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. So you're forking your cheeks. Do tell.
Yes. I've had these same cheeks since I was born. But for some reason, every 3 to 4 months, when I'm eating, just like I always do, I bite my own cheeks.
Yeah, and why is that?
I have no idea.
Because you're eating the same normal way, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What's going
on? The tongue I get, it moves around. You know, you can get the tongue every now and then, but a cheek is stationary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why do I bite my own cheek?
I don't know. Maybe your cheek's just
They're
trying
growing.
To jump in.
Your cheek meat is growing.
your cheek meat is growing. But then it shrinks back down again.
Yeah.
It's not always growing.
No.
Well, that's the thing. Once I do bite it, it swells. So then I'm biting it every 2 or 3 hours.
Yep.
Yes.
There's nothing worse than that one little bite mark or some sort of lip canker sore, any of those things.
Because you have scarred cheek meat.
You keep making it worse. And we're all so overdramatic in this world. And I know Mike is exactly the same way. You bite it for that second or third time and you immediately think to yourself, this is my life. This will never get better.
Yeah, but it will.
He
it
knows.
Will, Mike.
Well, Mike will be thinking of your cheeks this weekend.
Thank you.
The uppers. I'd like to clarify the uppers. Fork you to putting shoes and socks on children. Let me Oh, my God.
Fork you.
I can't anymore.
Yeah. It could be a headache. Well, they're old enough.
You would assume. My son is almost 7 years old.
Yeah.
It's not so much his regular shoes. Yes, he can handle those. But when you have to get him to things like soccer.
Oh, it takes forever.
Or baseball. Soccer's the worst because it requires shin guards, then your socks, these big long socks, and then shoes.
So yeah, you have to help him a little bit.
He should be able to do it on his own. He refuses. He just kind of lays and goes, and then as every parent knows, when you try to put that shoe on their foot, what do they all do? They do the least helpful thing possible, whatever that is. They tilt their shoe to their foot to the wrong side.
Oh my gosh.
They let it just go limp. They do not help at all.
Or either they just can't find their shoes and socks.
Oh, that's another one. Where's my shoes? I don't
know. I
don't know. I never ask you. You shouldn't be asking me either. Monica Brooks, Zach Jackson, and person.
Question mark.
Question mark.
Who is it?
The question mark will be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll turn them into an exclamation point here.
Yeah.
In like 20 minutes.
Coming up fast.
Thank God, because I'm sick of having this person sit in the room just not talking.
I know, just looking at us. We can't say anything about
spying on
the
us,
person.
Bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to get to try. Oh, it's a he. Oh, I gave it away.
Did you give it away, little tidbits?
Again, if you see the silhouette of the person online, it's pretty obvious it's a dude.
Yep. Yeah, that's all right. We can give away that tip.
It'll be revealed in video form as well. So if you want to watch that go down, you can do it on YouTube, Facebook, all those things. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. Allie says fork you to country living with all this flooding.
I know. It's rain. It's not going to stop, right? What is it, the entire weekend of rain?
Today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Stopping on Sunday.
Okay.
So, yeah, there is a flood watch in effect. So just a heads up on all of that. Here's someone texting 52353. I'm going to do my best to do this fork you without ruining their day. So fork you to people who talk about a certain song that tiny children like.
Oh, that song.
About an animal that swims in the water.
Yeah, we all know.
And is not an adult animal who swims in the water, but is a newborn version of all of those things.
We know what you're talking about.
Because every time that is said, my daughter cries for it the rest of the car ride.
Ugh.
Who are these little terrorists that think they can get off just demanding this thing over and over and over and over and over again?
They know what they're doing.
I know.
They know what they're
doing. Why does it not bother them to hear it as much? I never understand that. Fork you to Netflix because you pull me in and you make me neglect all my adult responsibilities.
I know it. It's so easy to get hooked on like one of the shows.
Oh, man.
Oh, the last one I watched was The Academy or something.
Okay. I don't know that one.
The Umbrella Academy.
The Umbrella Academy.
And I should know because I watched the entire season. The season with Jared, and we just like binge watched the heck
What's
out of that
about?
Show. It's like superheroes based off a comic book.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's really good.
And
it'll
all
pull
of
you
these
in.
Superheroes have magic umbrellas with different powers. That's what it is. The Umbrella Academy.
Maybe the next season they'll do something.
All
like
led
that.
By Mary Poppins. Woo! Is what it is. Yep.
Just
my umbrella.
Down.
That's your thing, Hex. Mm-hmm. Little stuff we come across, little tips or tricks, or terrible pieces of advice from Monica Brooks. I think every single week of my life be sent to the toilet seat tray table by somebody who finds it on Facebook.
That
same old man.
Who is that man?
That one meme guy.
Yeah, I get that every week. I was like, but I love it. Keep it coming.
You say yours is food related?
Yeah, what drink, beverage.
Okay. Related. Mine is actually food related too. I found an awesome snack if you're into the low carb situation.
Okay.
A salty chip like snack, but it's not a chip. It's an egg white chip.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. It's a new thing. They're called Quavos. To be confused with the
Quavo.
Rapper. Quavo! But I'm sure you can do it that way. Yeah, so they have 10 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, and just 8 grams of carbs. So to give you the comparison to like a regular potato chip, potato chip has 2 grams of protein, 1 gram of fiber, and then 15 carbs.
Yeah, so you like 11 chips.
Yeah.
Okay.
Made with avocado oil and chia seeds, so you get those healthy fats as well. You can buy these online. They have Quavos Rancheros.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, like, can I get them at Kroger?
Cracked black pepper? I don't think so, but you can. A couple of them are out of stock, but I think you can buy them online. Sweet barbecue and 3 cheese. But yeah, they're egg chips, and it was inspired. This guy said when he would eat eggs and egg whites and everything, he liked that crispy part that would come around the end, and that's what this is
a chip
modeled after. So that's your Quavo.
I like that.
For my Fang hack.
I'll have to order me some.
Okay. Mm. And now what's yours?
Okay, check it out.
Oh, God.
Your dishwasher is full and it is running. But you're standing there at the fridge thinking, man, I only got 5 cups. I put them all in the dishwasher. I don't have anything to drink out of.
So you've actually put all of your
cups? All your cups.
You own five cups.
You have 5 cups. Maybe you're a college student and you really don't have a lot of cups and stuff.
Every single cup is in the dishwasher.
Everything is in the dishwasher.
And you're thirsty.
That's okay because you probably are a college student. So you reach in the trash and you pull out a can and you get your sharpest knife. Be careful. Please be very, very careful. Cut the top of the can off and you have yourself a cup. Rinse it well. How about it?
Was that you trying to applaud for yourself? Is that what that was?
You see it.
No, I don't see
it.
I don't want to see it.
It's helping that one college student. Be very careful.
Yeah, that one college student
sharp edges
slices off his upper lip.
Be very careful.
How are you going to be careful? How?
Take little sips and understand that it is a can still, and if it has jagged edges, then you put yourself at risk.
Now, help me understand why I wouldn't just rinse out the can and maybe put some liquid in the can without cutting the top off.
No, because you want it to be a cup.
Because that would just be stupid.
Yes,
it's not
stupid.
A cup. It's a half-cut can.
You're just talking some ridiculous mess.
Maybe you should buy another cup just in general.
Well,
okay.
Maybe. But be very careful,
Monica,
with that dang hack.
You do understand that any advice that says go into your trash and pull something out, that's terrible advice.
All right, we're trying to recycle and tell people to use their goods and
you
want to
be green.
Yes, go green.
Okay.
There you go. But once again,
kids never listen to anything. Yes, please do not. Don't do any of this stuff.
Hey! WXLKHD.
Rono. It's your day in
the morning. Oh, man. It's almost time.
Yes, it is.
Almost time here on this Friday. To reveal the next great member of the K92 Morning Thang.
Are y'all ready?
The person who will probably be saying things like this all the time.
Monica! Monica! Monica!
Yeah.
I think you're 100% right on that.
Yeah, I think so.
Spot on.
I do believe so. We are going to introduce that person next, and we have a super surprise. It's a special celebration of in your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is it a tasty treat?
Yes, it is. I made you a tasty treat.
Okay. I think I'm ready for it. I told you, I trust Isabella.
My daughter.
I trust your daughter Isabella's taste buds.
My daughter tried it.
She likes good food.
She does.
And so she actually enjoyed it somewhat.
She said she kind of liked it. Now she only ate one tiny little spoonful and then that was it.
All right. So I'm down to try.
We will find out. That's going to be at 8:45. This is a huge day. Not only are we going to reveal the next great member of the K92 Morning Thang, but Monica Brooks is going to be entered into the Guinness Book of World Records.
I am.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. You're going to be just like Hugh Jackman. Do you see he's in the Guinness Book of World Records now?
I had no idea.
Yeah, it was a childhood dream of his to someday be in the Guinness Book of World Records.
When I was a kid, I wanted him in the Guinness Book of Records. The Guinness Book of Records was it.
We've got Guinness World Records Editor-in-Chief, Craig Glenday.
It's been a lifelong ambition, I understand.
That's right.
For the next edition, you have qualified.
What?
You are in there. That's the longest serving Marvel superhero. 16 years, 228 days. You are officially amazing and you will be in the next edition.
No, so that is officially amazing.
Look at that.
What?
I always wanted a Guinness record when I was a kid.
Yeah.
They used to put video game scores in it and I would go in and I'd try to beat those video game scores. Pac-Man ain't never going to do. It's too high. Zookeeper. That's where I was. You all the way to the end. You go to the very end. Not the A's. You go down to the Z's. So Monica Brooks, congratulations.
Okay.
Guinness Book of World Record for shortest attempted Uber ride in the history of transportation. Monica Brooks, who tried to take an Uber to go across the street from the radio station.
Yeah. I did think about it because I was really hungry. I wanted some scrambled eggs with cheese. So I said, well, maybe I can take an Uber to Waffle House. It was snowing. And I looked at Zach, and Zach said, Monica, no, you could just use my car.
Yeah, I had to go get Monica and bring her to work that day because she was freaking out because we had that 1 inch of snow
and
whatever
know.
It was.
I don't do well in bad weather.
So I had to go pick you up. And then she was staring out the window, longing, like a kid who's grounded in the summer, to go outside and get their delicious treat.
Yep.
And she said, maybe I can Uber across the street. And I said, maybe you can walk across the street. How about
that? That's an idea, but if I slip and fall because it's a little icy, I'll just go ahead and call an Uber. And Zach, your face of no. No, just don't.
I'm saying there should not be any Uber driver that sees that request of how far to go that says yes to that.
I bet you they would.
Why? It's going to cost them more money and gas to drive over here to pick you
I
up to drop you off.
I basically did that in North Carolina on vacation, but I didn't know that the spot that I was trying to get to was right across the street.
If that Uber driver had a sense of humor, he would pull up in front of the radio station. He wouldn't even come into our parking lot. So you would get in the back door on this side, and he would say, okay, get out, and have you get out on the other side, take his $5 and go.
And leave a tip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Don't forget to tip. Man. Ram will give you 1 star. So congratulations. Shortest Uber ride attempted or thought about in the history
of
everything. I shut you down. I kept you out of Guinness, my bad.
Yep.
It's time, Monica.
Mm-hmm.
We've searched high and low. We even looked medium to find the next great member of the K92 Morning Thang. And he, that's right, it's a he, is here. Say hello.
Good morning!
Antoine
is here!
It is I!
Oh, it is I!
Hey!
Yep. It is me.
And there were people guessing on Facebook, is it going to be Antonio? Is that the one you're
Antonio.
Hiring?
Yes.
They were close.
Yep. And I'm not currently on Facebook. I'm about to get back on Facebook. I'm not currently on Facebook, but I saw screenshots of somebody saying, is it Antonio? And I was like,
you're in the neighborhood.
Almost there.
Yeah,
almost
really
there.
Really close.
Get ready for it to be called Antoine, Antonio, Andrew, Freddie Mac, and everything in between.
For a minute there. But Antoine, welcome to the family.
Thank you. I want to thank you guys for leaving a key under the mat.
Yeah.
So I was able to get in today.
Oh, yeah, I know. He doesn't have a key fob. He's not even officially here until he gets one of those.
I have to use like a real key to unlock it to get in.
It's an old castle key, though, so it's very cool. Like an old haunted house. So Antoine is here.
Yes.
Today.
So excited.
And the transition will begin. What sucks is behind the scenes, you know, we have plucked you from a different whole career path.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And you have to finish out your time with these people.
Yes.
Which, of course, is very important.
Right. It is.
So it's sort of like, Antoine is here. And then he'll officially be here in a couple weeks. You know, that kind of thing.
I'm like weekend, like custody type thing. Mm-hmm. Like I come spend a couple days with you guys.
Yeah.
And then I go. And then
be,
I come back.
It'll be full custody before you
know. Yeah. Yeah. We're going through the proceeding.
Yeah. We can't wait for you to come back from dad's house. We're so excited.
I'm no longer going to have two Christmases.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're happy to have you.
But you will have one phenomenal Christmas. So, yeah, Antoine will be joining us a little bit, you know, during the week, and then we're going to work this way in, and then in the middle of March, it'll be full-time all the time.
And then it's nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
It's here. We're 100%. We're going
in. It's on and popping.
Unless one of Monica's Thang hacks kills him before he can be here full-time.
I always put out a warning, though.
Which is very likely.
But every warning is don't do it. Like, we shouldn't even be providing that kind of advice. Why? Antoine, very excited to have you in the next chapter of the Thang. And we have a lot of things that we want to try to do in the next few months and really be involved in the community and be able to just bring everybody a smile and connect with as many people as we possibly can.
That's always a goal.
Yes, but we're going to do it more even and stuff.
Yes.
I would hope so. I hope so. We are.
I've never been more excited. I'm super excited. Like I've said before, I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate you two. You guys are absolutely amazing. You have been great.
That'll be change. Don't you worry.
Well, let's live in this honeymoon period right now before I have to wake up beside you every single morning.
And I would like to shout out to Antoine's mama. Look, we just made him the happiest he's ever been in his life.
He said it. He's on record.
Take that. No, we're excited to have you. We're excited at the prospects. We think it's going to be a great thing to answer anyone's question that says, hey, what happened to Freddie Mac? He's still here.
He's still part of the team
right.
as well. He's on at 10, midday, so you can still catch Freddie Mac. And every once in a while, he'll peek in and hang out with us.
Yeah, I call it Thang 2.0. So he's the continuation of the Thang. He's in charge of helping us put together events and promotions and all sorts of great things like that. He's still
going to
be on the show. Freddie Mac's fact checker continues and all sorts of things. So that answers your question. Because now it's Antonio's turn around here.
It's Antoine Terrell. I'm just going to keep saying it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep saying it.
Andrew Thompson, the new member.
Why you got to do that, Zach?
Yeah. Antoine Terrell.
So you're going to join us here, and we're going to kick off the weekend with the awesome foursome in a bit. You, Antoine.
Yes.
You, Monica, get to have a celebratory treat today. I made you food.
I'm excited. I'm excited because I've seen the pictures on Instagram. The food looks delicious. I don't know if it is, but it always looks delicious.
I will tell you this much. I have taken a picture that I will put on Instagram after I've revealed as well. But what is this very unique and special treat?
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Y'all, she is not playing around. Kylie Jenner, she is so mad at her BFF, Jordan Woods.
Her BFS.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Because you follow the tea, you know that Kylie's best friend, Jordan, hooked up with her sister, Khloe's man.
Yes.
So she has really betrayed the family.
Oh, yeah. Super messy.
Oh, yeah. It's so messy. And they were so close.
Mm-hmm.
That Kylie, she even had like some of her cosmetics dedicated to Jordan. Yep. So she decided to go online yesterday and slash the prices. So if you want to get some of the products inspired by Jordan, they were $27, now $13.50.
Tastes like Traitor.
Yeah. But Ella, it is a Traitor. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is an interesting story, even if you don't care one bit about the Kardashians, which I really don't, is that this is her best friend.
Bestie for years.
And then she sleeps with Khloe's guy.
Yes, Tristan
who's
Thompson.
Who's a dirtbag.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and Khloe, she did post online like some little poems and stuff, and she said that betrayal was her blessing.
Man, if Kylie, it would have been even better if they just slashed the price to a penny. Just put a penny. Buy it all.
But,
get rid
that's
of it.
A deal.
But on the flip side, now you're putting that line of makeup out. Like, more people are going to have Jordan's makeup
or just
now.
Shut
though.
It down. But
that's what you should have done. That,
discontinue the whole
line. But
she's
line. Also making some money,
it.
Too. So
Kylie.
Yeah, Kylie. So yeah. She's like, I'll get a percentage.
There's a person that just ruined their gravy train. I mean, you had it made. You didn't have to build the business at all.
That's what everyone's saying. My goodness. Yep. All you had to do was hold her hands at events and
that's
say, hey, girl,
do.
I'm here for you. You're
exactly.
Be
Meanwhile,
a good girlfriend.
All my loser friends, none of them have a good business I can latch on
you
to.
Shut your mouth. Dang.
I know.
That's so bad. Wendy Williams finally coming back after 2 months off.
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, so she's going to be back Monday, March the 4th.
Okay.
That's when she'll make her grand appearance. You know, she'll be back to her show. She took some time off to heal. She hurt her shoulder. She's also going through Graves' disease.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a sorry but husband.
Well, that's where all the rumors have come in. That main
Kevin.
Reason why she's been out is because her husband has been a problem. He's been abusive physically
or
verbally.
That's what they say.
These are the allegations.
Allegations put out there. His mom even put some of that stuff out there.
So the question becomes, do you think she's going to address any of this stuff?
No.
No?
I don't think so at all.
But her show is built on that.
I don't care. She does. She will not. Because we have talked about her relationship with her husband, Kevin.
Uh-huh.
For years, and she will not discuss their marriage and what's going on. I think she realizes we know the details, we know the dirt.
Okay.
But she's not comfortable yet talking about it.
Is it our boss, Kevin?
Maybe that's
I
it.
I don't know. I think that's Ooh. What it might
but
be.
But she also wants to wait till her son graduates.
Okay, and then get divorced.
Yeah, and then.
Never wait for the kids.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
No, as someone who
it never
went,
helps.
As a child of divorce, I was thrilled when they finally got divorced. I was over it. I didn't want them to stay together. They were horrible together. Get away from each other. That you're not doing the kids any favors, Mm-mm. and they know better. So certainly keep that in mind.
Come on, come on, come on.
You're hearing Monica.
You know, I blame the government for that because they messed up my birth certificate.
And Zach.
Conspiracy theories and weirdness. It all starts with kooks like us.
The K92 Morning Thing.
Antoine, soon you'll have your voice in those things, too.
I'm so excited.
There, say something ridiculous out of context. And Antoine Terrell.
Don't sleep with your head upside down.
Exactly.
There you go.
Perfect.
Uh-huh.
The
we'll
new member of the K92 Morning Thing. He's here, ready to roll on your Friday, and will be joining the thing full-time in March.
Yes.
Part-time to start.
Yes. Easing into it.
Exactly.
Easing into it so that I'm ready.
Okay.
So that you guys are preparing me properly.
Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, we're scary. There's a lot to take here.
Are we, though?
No. No, it's really, he just has to finish his other job. That's all it is. But today, you're going to get a special treat.
I'm excited. Did you make it just for me?
I made it for both of you. It's okay. Just for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is a unique taste sensation.
Oh.
My daughter ate it. She said she liked it. What is it? I have a clue. Okay, here's clip number one of me putting together the mystery treat yesterday.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, so this is step one of this surprise. I am in my car right now picking up the most important ingredient for this taste treat that you guys are about to enjoy. So I have a bag. And you can listen, but you don't get to know what this ingredient is until the very end. Your hint is the place where I am picking this up is one that maybe royalty would enjoy.
It's a crumpet. He went to London.
Yeah. I drove to London yesterday, which was impressive.
Yes, fast.
And I made it back. Yeah, and over water, also impressive.
Very impressive.
That's all you get to know for now. More clues will be revealed here next. But first, we got to play the game.
It's time to play the No-Name Movie Game.
Bringing it back. Haven't played in a while.
I know. I miss this game.
No-Name Movie Game. And I was kind of going through some of our old stuff, and I saw it, and I thought,
why did we toss that game out?
I did ask. I said to Monica, why did we stop playing that game? It was fun.
It's time to play the No-Name Movie Game.
Thang in the house. Monica, woo! Zach, Antoine, who's been revealed.
Yes.
He's been exposed to the world. He's been doing the show nude since he got here.
I'm fine. Wait,
free spirit.
What?
Yes.
Well, it's sort of like in the movie Terminator. You know, when they first arrive, they have no clothes on. So that's, that's how the show
I had
works.
A retort.
You did.
And then I thought more about what you said, and then I was confused.
Retort's too big a word for the show. Get out of here with that. Mystery treat is on the way. When you find out what the mystery treat is, you will understand that we are classy and trashy all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And maybe this will open your eyes to the world. Maybe you will find
there'll
be a new food that you never thought you would like. I never thought I would like dipping pizza in something like blue cheese dressing. But then a friend did it. I thought it looked pretty good. I tried it. It's
all
right. My world, yeah.
Okay.
So this might be that. No blue cheese involved in this situation.
Oh,
thank God.
So there is that.
That's so good.
Thank God.
That was my breakfast yesterday, by the way.
I honestly feel like Simba right now.
Okay. And why is that?
Like you're exposing me. Like, okay. I'm here now.
You're learning.
Zach, you are my Rafiki.
You're
gonna lift me up over Pride Rock, and I'm getting to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting to see everything now.
I think I can. Let me do that. We got that here somewhere.
Ah, there it is.
We haven't played that in a while.
That's it.
There he is. Young Simba. Simtuan is what we'll call him.
I feel it.
I'm Zach Fiki. And Monica is Scar. There's really no doubt there. That's she is. Let's get the game going here. Let's get Sheena. She's got first choice. Hi, Sheena.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. So your choice, you can pick anybody in the room. It's going to be a head-to-head battle. So one person will sit out and keep score. So you can team up with Monica, you can team up with me, or you can team up with the newly Simba'd Antoine.
Zach.
Okay. She's like, no, I know that guy. He's been there the longest. I'm taking him.
Fair enough.
All right, that means Callie is next. Hi, Callie.
Yes.
All right, Callie, it's your choice. You have Monica or you have Antoine?
Antoine says he knows movies well, so I'll take him.
All right. There we go. So you guys will go second. So just hang tight, and that's how this will work. So, Antoine, you and I will exchange lists now. We each come up with a list of movies and give your other one to Monica Brooks because she will be the judge, and she will decide if we screw something up or whatever.
Thank you much.
I was chosen first, which means I will go first. Hi, Sheena. Let me try that button again. It's not her fault. It's mine. There. Hi, Sheena.
Hey.
Okay. So you ready to roll on this?
Yes.
All right. We're going to have 60 seconds, and we're going to try to do as many movies as we possibly can. And again, it's no names, actors, actresses, nothing from the actual movie. And Monica will be judge, jury, and executioner on all of it. And when the 60 seconds is up, Monica, also give me a heads up because I get all distracted when I get in the flow.
Yeah.
Sheena, are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Our 60 seconds starts right now. So it's a basketball movie with cartoons.
Space Jam.
Yes. They're not good men. They're younger, and they're just a couple of troublemakers. They run around. They solve crimes and stuff, but not good, but...
The Bad Boys?
Yes. Okay. Not the first one, but...
The second one.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. I see dead people. He's a little kid.
And he can always pass.
He sees
Six
dead.
Pants.
Yes. Okay. The movie we were just talking about where he hangs the little character off the cliff. We're just playing it. It's a kid's movie.
Cliffhanger?
No. Kid's movie. His dad dies and then he has to take over. and he's his little, it's animals in the wild, and his uncle kills his dad. We were just doing the movie here.
Jungle Book? Oh, Lion King.
Yes. Sorry. Let's see. He comes.
You said it. Next.
I'm out of time. Sorry.
All right, you got four.
Four
is your number.
Okay. Yeah, Lion King. Sheena, I screwed up Coming to America. Yeah. I said come.
That's okay.
That was the end of that. Four. All right. Four has won before. Took us too long on Lion King, but outside of that, we have four. Antoine, you see how it's done?
Yes.
Callie, you see how it's done?
I do.
Okay. Let's do it now. Your 60 seconds, Antoine. Go.
The movie is about a giant snake and the
anaconda.
Yes. The movie just came out. Just won a bunch of Oscars. There's a great singer in it.
Oh. Sorry,
yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You gotta go in order.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. This movie's about a boxer. African American boxer.
Yeah.
Okay.
This movie is taking place in outer space. The
passable?
Yeah. And you can pass if you want, Callie. Just so you know.
Okay, pass.
Okay, thank you. All right, this movie's about a Colombian drug dealer in Miami.
In where?
In Miami, Florida. It's a classic.
Scarface.
Yes.
Yes. This movie is taking place in Africa. It's about type of jewelry that we wear.
All right, so
blood diamond.
Is that what did she say that? Was that the answer?
Yes, that was the answer.
That's the answer. So she got it?
Yes, we'll
take
that.
So then, Antoine, this is your first win.
That's a victory
on the
right
there. You just won her Sesame Street Live tickets at the Berglund Center. It's happening March the 1st through the 4th.
Blood Diamond was the answer.
So she got that.
She did get it. It was right on the buzzer.
Yeah.
And also, in the new version, I was like, all right, Ty goes to second person anyway. I can't be messing around.
Yeah, and then you have to go in order, too. We failed to mention that.
We
didn't tell you.
That's okay. I jumped back into order.
You sure did, and you knocked it out. You
all right,
won.
Congratulations, Callie. Hang on for me 1 second. Sheena, we got a runner-up prize for you, but it is not the grand prize. No Name Movie Game is done. I mean, it's a party up in here.
Yep.
I'm Antoine hyped. Is
it's
here.
Friday.
I'm standing now. I was sitting. I'm standing
now. Yeah,
you
got to stand up.
It's going to rise up.
It feels short, though.
Makes Monica feel short.
Yeah.
Monica, you are short.
Exactly. I don't make you feel
there's
short.
There's certain times I feel like, even with Jared, I'm like, dang, you got to take your work boots off. You make me feel really little.
You are really little. Monica's all of 5'2" on a good day with heels. That's it. But it doesn't matter what your height is, you get to enjoy the surprise taste sensation as well.
I do, yeah.
Yep.
The mystery treat. What is it?
Okay, now we move to step two of this tasty surprise. We are in my kitchen right now as we prepare the ingredients. You hear them again. They're being opened and inserted somewhere. And we begin. Step two is complete. What are we making? Tune in for step three.
What are we making?
Smoothie.
What could it be?
It's a smoothie.
Some kind of smoothie. Yeah.
That's my guess.
You would be incorrect. Let's move to mystery treat three.
Step three is ready. Ingredients going in. And turning on. The final step has begun for the special taste treat. Next.
I know what it is.
You do know what
it is. Yeah, you gathered some leftover snow and ice and you made a pea slush.
A pea slush.
Yep, it sounds like you peed in a bucket.
I did?
Yep, and you took some leftover slush and you made some kind of pea cream.
You know, we've worked together for so long. You know me so well, Monica.
That's the only thing it could be.
I thought it was a trash compactor.
Congratulations, Antoine. I've made you pea cream. Enjoy. It is not a trash compactor.
I will leave my key on the way out.
Smoothie was in the neighborhood. That was the sound of an ice cream maker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have made you homemade ice cream.
Yay.
Oh, okay.
Homemade Whopper ice cream with a Burger King Whopper inside it.
Why did you have to do it?
What?
Yes.
I know we talked about it.
I didn't talk about this.
Zach brought it to my attention about a group of guys that created the ice cream.
Somebody on YouTube made ice cream with a Whopper, but they didn't eat it. And I said, that was a travesty that nobody ate it. So I went to Burger King yesterday. I purchased a Whopper. I put it in the blender with milk and cream. And I made homemade ice cream.
Homemade ice cream.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to eat this live and test this out because those guys did not.
No, and I threw the whole Whopper in there.
Maybe they didn't for a reason, guys. Are we sure?
So you had what on the Whopper? What is it, bacon or anything on it? Just the pickle, onion?
It's a Whopper Jr., so it was with cheese. So you had your cheese, your burger, your lettuce, your tomato, your onion, and your ketchup and your mayonnaise, and your bread.
And put some milk on top of it, some cream.
And all of that's in this ice cream right now?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. I will show a picture here in just a minute. I'll post it online.
I'm smelling it. I get that whiff of onion.
Yeah, I smell the onion.
Yeah, the onion is strong.
I'm going to try it as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I like how you put some little whipped cream and sprinkles.
It's sprinkles.
Yo, when you sprinkles see that, when you see my Instagram picture, you're going to think to yourself, dang, that's some good-looking burger ice cream right there.
And I don't even love ice cream. So.
Well,
here we go.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Right, yeah, we're doing it. I crunched down on, so I think I'm having an asthma attack. I think I'm having an allergic reaction to it.
Now I see where it is. It has a creamy ice cream flavor to it.
Yeah.
Tastes very ice creamy. And then you get that whiff of burger at the end.
It's not pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the best thing I've had.
Not at all.
The aftertaste in your mouth is very similar to the smell you get on your fingers after you eat a burger like that.
Yeah, or maybe if you fall on the floor and your tongue's out.
Does that happen?
I don't know. I think it's happened to people.
It tastes.
It's what I imagine it would taste like, the floor.
Okay.
It tastes like a soggy Whopper that's been sit out in the cold.
And that onion is stuck on my tongue.
I'm chewing the something. Onion. Something is chewing. Like
it's
not.
Those are your bits of tastiness.
It's not breaking.
It was not the worst though. We've done worse. I don't know. When you see my picture, it's good. So welcome.
It looks nice.
To the K92 morning thing, Antoine. And you just ate a cheeseburger ice cream.
This is how I get welcome.
Exactly. Yeah. It is. All right. He's not here right now because he has his other job, but we can try it. And Antoine.
You know, and Antoine. See how it blows. Okay.
Try it out. See what's going on. Monica and Zach. And Antoine and Monica and Zach. And Antoine and Monica and Zach. And Antoine and Monica and Zach and Antoine. Getting there.
All right, that's something. It took us a minute.
It always takes a few times for me to get you to be doing it right. So.
Excuse me. I'm the one messing it up.
I don't mean with stuff in general.
What are you
life,
talking
about? Like you got your life together. Monica is the star of this show. I'm just here pushing the buttons. No, it's true. But when it comes to singing,
I'm
you
all a little
are
off the beat.
A little off the beat. The beat's in Syria, and you're here.
Oh,
I mean, that's you're way off the beat there, sister.
But it's getting somewhere for the first go.
Yep.
I think that's all right.
And Antoine. Yeah. Antoine Terrell, newest member of the K92 Morning Thang. If he was here, he'd say, "I'm so excited. This is real." Is that my Antoine?
That's your Antoine.
Was that?
Voice?
I don't know. I have to keep working on it.
Where was it again? Do that again.
This is a great opportunity. I'm so excited. It's sort of, that's like a
like
Bill
a country.
Clinton.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
know what that
else.
Is. I got to keep
that's
working on it.
Antoine's
I
got
to keep listening to him talk.
Yeah.
But he's going to be full time in the next couple weeks, but he had to give notice at his job and we're working through all that. But we wanted to introduce him because the decision had been made.
Yes.
And people kept asking. And
he's officially a part of the Morning Thang family.
So he's going to be here in and out, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there. And then all the time starting in March for sure. Mm-hmm. If you miss anything on the show today, you want to hear the announcement, you want to, listen to us eat burger ice cream.
Ugh. Zach, it took forever. I've been chewing gum since then.
You think? Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's the memory that remains. Yeah, if you missed that, you can get on the podcast as well. Also, there's a brand new episode of Miss Monica's Bubbly Banter available now.
Yes.
They explore questions like, when should you stop talking to an ex? I thought the conversation was interesting about women getting old versus men getting old.
Right. We did have that talk. So Bubbly Banter with me along with Alex, a special guest host. We had Ashanti and her fiance, Desi.
Right.
So we just chat.
None of those people you know. It's Monica. So it's good.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, if you want to join in on Bubbly Banter.
Yes.
Just send me a message on Facebook or Instagram. You know, Monica Brooks 13 and Facebook Monica Brooks, and just let me know.
Yeah, they pop champagne. They come in after hours. I think you're coming in tonight, allegedly.
Yeah, tonight, maybe even Saturday too. It's just, we just chat.
Yep. So you can get it now.
Everything.
Download our podcast on iTunes. It's in the free K92 Radio app, or of course with your K92 Amazon Echo skill. Any of those are available. Enjoy your weekend. Don't go outside.
No.
It's just wet.
I know.
And hopefully, fingers crossed for everybody with basements and sump pumps and creeks in your backyard and every other thing. So hopefully we can keep this all to a minimum. But stay safe this weekend,
please.
And we will catch you back here on your Monday Thang. Bye.
Toodaloo.